Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Rapper Kanye West is sometimes recognized more for his antics than his music, but Cole Kushner wanted to take a look at both. And the popularity of Cole's podcast, Dissect, was growing. So in season two, he focused on Kanye's 2010 album, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. Cole Kushner joined us on August 1st of 2017, the day the new season premiered. And I asked him why he'd chosen this music.
First off, it's just a great album. It's kind of universally acclaimed as one of the best albums of all time. Kanye West is a very interesting public figure also. That's kind of a fun dynamic to explore. And I think it speaks a lot about how we view celebrity culture in today's day and age.
You do a lot of setup, not only about the album, but this musician and some of his personal life. So let's go right to a clip and really what kind of posted Kanye West in the international consciousness.
Yes, a seemingly silly incident at a useless award show would become a primary ingredient in the creation of one of the most critically acclaimed albums of all time. Its 13 tracks are ambitiously scaled, a musical maximalism as yet unheard in the world of hip-hop. Within this sonic coliseum, Kanye bears a confliction between his ego and insecurity, between the purity of his creative gifts and his incessant need for adoration. It would be Kanye's comeback album, a universally acclaimed modern masterwork, the album that would for many solidify his stature as one of the most influential artists of the last decade. Of course, we're talking about Kanye West's 2010 album, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy.
I fantasize about this back in Chicago. Mercy, mercy me, that mercy will I go. That's me, the first year that I blow. How you say broken Spanish, me no I blow. Me drown sorrow in that Diablo. Me found bravery in my bravado. DJs need to listen to the models. You ain't got no Yeezy and Serato. Stupid, but what the hell do I know? I'm just a Chi-Town with a nice flow. And my chicken, that new Phoebe Philo. So much I woke up in Sleepy Hollow.
Can we get much higher?
Oh, oh, oh.
Celine Dion, sex is on fire. I'm the king of Leona Lewis, Beyond the truest. Hey, teacher, teacher, tell me how do you respond to students and refresh the page and restart the memory, re-spark the soul and rebuild.
He comes with a lot of music, Cole, a lot of great history and credentials, and a lot of baggage.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to have a discussion about Kanye strictly about his music. There's always that baggage.
So you start this podcast and this first episode by setting up that famous scene at the awards show. How does that become the framing for this season?
That was the incident that kind of fueled this album. So after that incident, he was vilified.
We should talk about the incident.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish. But Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time. One of the best videos of all time.
He interrupted Taylor Swift's acceptance speech, said Beyonce had the best video of all time, and just kind of dropped the mic type thing. The public didn't take that very well. That incident, his mother dying, and he had an engagement that his marriage engagement fell apart, all pretty much in the same time. So he basically fled the country, stopped doing music. And this album, the way he kind of saw it in his mind was like a life or death situation. Like he was going to make the best album that he possibly could to get kind of back into the public's good graces.
I should say to people that you have a music theory background. You studied music composition at Sac State. It's what your degree was in. You've played in a band. So you're deeply into the construction of music. But Kendrick Lamar is a different character than Kanye West. There's a lot of setup that, frankly, I find very helpful at the beginning of this podcast season before we even get to the music.
The bridge to Kanye and Kendrick, I know, is maybe on the surface kind of opposite, but Kendrick's To Pimp a Butterfly ends with him self-realizing his own influence. He kind of envisioned the status he was about to have with the publishing of his album. And he kind of reflects on what it means to be an idol. And he foresees his own downfall because that's the nature of success, is that we build people up, but we also love people falling from grace. And so that, I thought, was a good segue into season two, where Kanye was dealing with just that. incredible amount of fame, and then all of a sudden overnight it seemed to be just something very different than it used to be.
The conversation around his mom's death, even though it wasn't a big part of this podcast, was intriguing to me. In fact, some of the story that you tell about him made me curious about him as a character differently than what my general perception of Kanye West is.
A lot of my goal with this season is to humanize Kanye West, because I think with fame, there's kind of this inherent dehumanization. And we forget that these celebrities are human. They go through the same pressures and stress and hurt and loss that we all do. We need to be, well, at least in my view, a little bit more sensitive to those things.
Well, a lot of people were witness to it right here in Sacramento. My daughter was at the Kanye West concert.
I was there too.
Were you?
Yep, yeah.
Had you already decided to do this podcast season focused on him?
It was in the running, but it wasn't totally decided at that point.
What did you witness that night at the concert?
A lot of people here tonight felt like they lost. You know why? Because y'all been lied to. Google lied to you. Facebook lied to you. Radio lied to you. Radio f***ed you. I know it's a lot of real working at radio, real people, real program directors with wives and kids that love music, that can't play what they want to play because they've been paid to play that bull over and over and over. And when I say that bull, what I'm saying is we love Drake. Drake is great. He's a great artist. But Frank Ocean is great too.
My biggest takeaway was just the roller coaster of emotions in a room full of, thousands of people where, elation when he took stage, euphoric, the crowd's going crazy. All of a sudden he's going on this rant and you're kind of like, do you not understand really what's going on in the moment and the impact it's going to have? Then the crowd turns from like shocked to sad to angry all within, a 10-minute span. And I thought there was going to be a riot. Like there's people next to me that were pushing over barricades and like...
Because he just bailed.
Yeah. People that don't know, he played 3 songs. He went on a 15-minute rant and then just ended the show.
Let's listen to a little bit more about the setup for choosing this album and spending a season on Kanye West.
But in the case of Kanye West, whether you're a zealous devotee or a staunch opponent, I would kindly ask that all of us begin this podcast season with as much of a clean slate as possible. Let's neither be prosecution nor defense. Let's replace judgment with curiosity. Let's approach Kanye West and his work like honest, objective anthropologists, seeking insight into our contemporary culture through one of its largest irrefutable icons. Because in a world fueled by digital narcissism, intoxicated with personal brands and celebrity, and where hip-hop is the most influential music genre of the day, I think there's a lot we can learn about ourselves through the musician, the cultural curator, the unavoidable iconoclast that is Kanye West.
I asked you this question last time you were here. I'm going to ask it again because I'm not sure the answer would be the same. But do you have to connect with the artist personally to be able to spend so much time on the in-depth analysis?
Not necessarily. Definitely with these first 2 seasons, I do. I'm a fan of Kendrick Lamar, a fan of Kanye West. But yeah, in the future, I wouldn't be opposed to exploring someone that I didn't find a connection with, because a big part of the show is actually trying to expose people that don't have a connection with Kendrick Lamar or Kanye West and creating a platform that would make them more accessible to more people. Because I know not everyone likes those people, but I've had people come to me and say, I wasn't really a fan of Kendrick Lamar until I found your podcast, which was great. It was amazing.
How deep was your research to get some of these sound bites?
Yeah, a lot of late night Googling for sure. And then just organizing the clips. And for each clip, I'll kind of create a clip map and I'll, at this second he says this. And so I can refer to those things later in episodes. That's what I learned, is like to stay organized, because I'll drown in all that content if I don't organize it all.
Do you happen to know that Alex Blumberg is now a fan?
Yeah, actually, your producer turned me on to that. That was pretty wild.
Let's listen to what he said this summer in recommending Dissect after hearing the first season. He didn't even know what was ahead in the second season.
But you guys heard Dissect?
That's right. Yeah.
Have you heard that?
Yeah, it's great.
It's crazy.
He went a whole season on Kendrick.
Like, yeah. It's like a whole episode by episode dissection of To Pimp a Butterfly, right? Like, yeah. But every song is like a 30 minute, and he goes deep into like the history of Compton and like its roots as a farming community and all this. It's really a pretty crazy work, I would say.
They're just going on and on about you, Cole.
Yeah, that
was, about your work.
Pretty wild.
That was at the Third Coast Conference, and Alex Blumberg is a voice you might recognize from This American Life or Planet Money. Where else did you get unexpected reaction to the first season?
A few media outlets like Complex and Pigeons and Planes, which is a pretty big hip hop site, picked up on it. So that was really great. I mean, the iTunes thing was awesome.
It was best of 2016 by iTunes.
Yeah, and Google named it Podcast of the Week. This is a little thing that I still do in my garage, and you know, I do at night after work and after my daughter goes to bed. So to think about where it comes from and then how it's kind of blossomed, it's kind of crazy. Yeah.
Cole Kushner, the host and creator of the music podcast Dissect. That was a conversation from August of 2017. We'll move forward to an encore conversation we had with Cole from his season 3. That's coming up next. You're listening to Insight on Cap Radio.